Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights visit Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Yeah, we're going to play our last game of the year down in Maryland. Excited for another opportunity to go out and compete and keep trying to get better and try to win our last game for our seniors. And, with that, I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from David Mercer, Associated Press.
Morning, Chris. I'm wondering if the opportunity to play spoiler at all in this last game is any kind of motivator for your players.
Yeah, it's always a motivator. I mean, we had that as motivation last week, playing Penn State, and we've got it this week against Maryland. They're trying to play for bowl eligibility, and, you know, we're trying to just win a game and send ourselves into the offseason with positive momentum. So there's a little bit of that, both of those things there.
Mark D'Antonio mentioned earlier the idea of the you know, no matter what it is, winning that last game and that trajectory it kind of puts you on. He was comparing losing, you know, a playoff game last year versus winning, I guess, less prestigious bowl games. How big a deal is that? You know, you guys have obviously not had the season you wanted. How big a Band-Aid does winning a last game put on it as you head into the offseason and get ready for the spring?
Oh, I think it's huge. I don't care where you're at, whether you're – you know, again, like Mark said, at the end of the year in the national playoffs, you lose one of those games. You go into the off season with the sour taste in your mouth. You win your last game in our situation, a 2-9 football team. We win our last game. We go into the off season on a positive note. And just that mental state of mind for your players, your coaches, and the whole program, you know, you head into those long winter months. It's a lot. It means a lot.
All right, appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Chris Nowalski, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. I know you mentioned yesterday that, you know, you're amping up your, like, recruiting and on Sunday and having a plan the next couple of months. And you also talked about, you know, always wanting to improve your team. Will you be looking at any, like, grad transfers or JUCOs that can help you immediately next season and, you know, battle for starting jobs?
Absolutely. We will, not at every position, but certain positions that are of more important needs right now, like wide receiver is a position we're losing a lot of guys. So we've got to basically refill the cupboard there. And if there's a grad transfer that we think could come in and help us, we definitely would look at them. You know, junior college needs, you know, we'll look at some, but no, we're not going to go fill the roster with junior college guys. And, you know, so we'll look at basically everything that's out there that we feel can upgrade us and move us forward.
All right. And a follow-up to that, at your previous stops, like Arkansas, Wisconsin, Ohio State, obviously Russell Wilson stands out, but you know, what have your experiences been with getting kids like those, like JUCOs and grads?
No, it's hit or miss. It's like anything else. I mean, there's no exact science to getting a high school player, a fifth-year grad transfer, or a junior college kid. You know, it's really about the individual, and it's all different. You know, does he have the character, the work ethic, the commitment? Is he going to fit in your locker room? You know, does he really feel a need that you have? So I think you got to look at each situation differently. I've been around junior college players that work out great. I've been around ones that don't. I've been around fifth-year transfers that work out great, like Russell Wilson. I've been around ones that don't. So I think it's all situational, and you really have to take a look at the individual that you're recruiting and see if he really fits.
All right, cool. Thanks, Coach. Have a nice day.
Yep. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star and then the number one.
Coach, it looks like we have one more.
Your next question is from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
What was your message? What's been your message to this team this week or today about kind of blocking out distractions, whether it's seniors, you know, looking forward to the NFL or, you know, other players? What's kind of been the message about blocking out distractions and emphasizing this last game?
Well, I think it's about having ownership of your job on film. You know, what do you want people to say about you when they pick up the remote or they watch it on TV and they press play and they watch you do your job? The only way you can go out and perform to your best is to block out the distractions and not worry about, you know, 2 weeks from now, not worry about 2 months from now, not worry about off-season workouts, the NFL, a job. If you really take ownership in your job and pride in what people say when they watch you on film, then you got to stay focused in the moment. And that means you got to have a great Tuesday practice, great Wednesday practice, and obviously worry about having a great game on Saturday. So we want our players to take ownership in their job on film. And that's really the message right now.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.